Okay, I had to stand up because I'm really excited and I can't keep sitting in the chair. I've been super excited about this forum for about a year now, and you should see the view from here. This view is incredible. Like Gita said, I do most of my work in Lebanon and Arab countries, but I only have 10 minutes, so I'm not actually going to talk about what we do and how we strategize and the politics around that, because it's very important for me to speak to you about what I think is very important to feminist movements and what I think are the criteria for a movement to become and to call itself feminist. There's one word that I think is absolutely crucial to feminist movements, and that word is cunt. The word has been used against us so harshly and so disgustingly that we find ourselves even, you know, terrified of the term. We don't like it. We don't like to talk about sexuality. We don't like to talk about ourselves as sexual beings, because our vaginas have been made to seem even to us like they're dirty, like they should be hidden, like they don't belong in classy, nice forums like this. But I believe... See, I believe very strongly that cunt is absolutely, absolutely necessary to the feminist movement, and I'll explain why. The C is for creativity. It's for reinventing the feminist wheel over and over again. There is no one way of organizing, and there's no one structure to follow, and many times when we organize in NGOs or in networks, we follow and we replicate the same exact patriarchal systems that we fight against. We bring them into our movement and we put them there, and we become so, you know, obsessed with this paperwork and the structure and these formalities that we work on that we forget that we can think very creatively about things. And I'm sure that most of you came here because you want to network, because you want to meet other organizations, because you have a pitch to make to the funders, because you want to learn about other things happening, get as many brochures as you can, and go back home. But I am asking you today to have a very creative approach to this forum and to make it really personal. Because personal connections change our lives. You know, my life is not going to change if I get to know one of your projects or programs. Or if I, you know, if you tell me, hi, I'm from this organization, and start telling me about everything you do. So my life will change if I meet you as a woman and you meet me as a woman and we share this bond and this experience and we ask about each other personally. We ask about feminism that is personal to us. And that's what I think is the most... Like, the coolest thing about this forum is that we can talk on a personal level. I know there's 2,000 participants, but we need to make these personal connections because there's nothing professional about feminism. I don't like the word professional, and I don't like how we deal with it very formally as if it's this, you know, distant concept. So creativity is in talking to ourselves and listening to ourselves and also comforting each other. Because I'm very sure, you know, all my friends who came here and I are very tired. And raise your hand if you're very tired as well. See? We're all extremely tired and exhausted. And this is the place where suddenly all of that makes sense, right? We come here and we watch these videos and we listen to these speeches and we think, okay, now I remember why I did this in the first place. Now I remember why I'm so tired. So this is the place for us to talk together and to congratulate each other and to get to know each other as human beings, as women, and our experiences. Now the U is for unity. And unity is very important. I heard someone speak last week who said that none of us are free until all of us are free. And I thought that was such a perfect quotation, that none of us are free until all of us are free. And if you look at the forum program now, you'll see this overwhelming diversity in the topics and the issues that are covered. We've got incredible forces against us. You all know this. You know, we've got the institutions and the governments and the media. Everything is playing against us. All these systems, visible and invisible, are against us. And the only people we've got are the people sitting right here in this room. If you look around you, these are the people who will support you, who will help you, who will fund you, who will give you the resources that you need. And I believe that if there were ever the same exact kind of people that we need at the same exact time, in the same exact room, that this is the room for that change to happen. This is the room that can change the world. And to talk a bit about unity, see, I believe in feminism. I'm in love with the word feminism. And I believe in feminism like some people believe in God. And see, I believe that it's fluid enough to be reinvented and reconstructed and debated and discussed until, you know, 4 a.m. in the morning. And constantly, you know, new things can be brought into it and new things can be kicked out of it. But the great thing about feminism is we can play with that fluidity, you know. And the great thing about movements is that, you know, a movement doesn't really belong anywhere, but it's everywhere at the same time, right? Like God, you know, it's nowhere specific, but it's everywhere. Yeah. And the great thing is that nobody, not even the most powerful person in the whole world, can kick you out of a movement, which is great. You know, nobody can come and say, okay, I denounce you, you are kicked out of the movement. We create the movement ourselves. It's not an NGO, it's not a program, it's not a coalition, it's not a network. But at the same time, I also believe very strongly that there are some rules of feminism that you can't mess with. You know, it's fluid and everything, but some rules, you just don't mess with these rules. You know, like Sarah Palin claiming that she's a feminist. There are some issues about feminism that you cannot mess with. And one of these issues is that there cannot exist a feminist movement without the lesbians. And there cannot exist a feminist movement without transgender people as well. Otherwise, it would be called a homophobic movement. Otherwise, it is not a movement that caters to all women. It caters to some women, and it chooses the women it caters to. And we all know that you can't break that rule about feminism. Feminism cuts across all issues, all classes, all races, all gender identities and sexual orientations. That is a basic rule of feminism. Only last week, I was at this conference for the International Gay and Lesbian Association, and it was really funny because there, I was trying to convince the LGBT people that feminism is important to them. You know, they don't like feminism very much. So I was trying to convince them we have to incorporate feminism into the LGBT movement. And then a week later, I come here and try to talk to you feminists and tell you that we need to include the LGBT movement in our struggle. And I'm really happy about what Mutoni said about the context in Africa, and I'm really happy that, you know, the gays and lesbians of Africa are getting the support from the women's movement. And I would like to urge all the women